New crop varieties and variety tables are now available. On yesterday's program, Harry Brook, crop specialist at the Ag Info Center, talked about how to interpret information in those variety tables. He says when it comes to choosing a new variety, to look beyond yield. He says disease packages are equally important.
The disease packages, because it has a huge effect on you. Say, for example, you're growing silage barley. And you grow it on the same piece of land every year, you have to say, perhaps, this is your silage field. Then you already set yourself up to have some difficulties with your yields because the same crop on that piece of land every year is going to encourage diseases that will take a big chunk out of your yield. So you need to look at, you know, whatever diseases you have, what kind of resistance package is in these varieties. With height, sometimes if you have problems with lodging is an issue. Then you might want to perhaps select a variety that has lower growth, so it's going to be less likely to lodge. And they've got lodging resistance ratings on them as well. Seed size is huge when they're talking about peas, because you've probably got close to 100% difference in 1,000 kernel weights from the smallest pea seed to the largest pea seed, and that has a huge effect on your cost of seeding, because you're trying to go for a plant population per square foot. So it really is another important factor to look at.
Maturity is always an issue too, isn't it?
Yeah, because there is a direct link between the longer maturing varieties and yield. So if you keep pushing the envelope to get as much yield as possible, you're going to get longer and longer season varieties out there, which means in some of the areas, you may experience problems getting it to mature in time before winter hits. Like the last couple of years have been a prime example where you pick a variety and then we get some cool periods, or we have a really bad harvest season in September and October, and your crop may not be ready to harvest yet. So these all have to be taken into account when you're choosing that variety. And ultimately, it's not just the variety tables, it's a tool to use, but you have to pick maybe the top two or three you think would do well on your farm, and then you got to try them out. Because ultimately, the variety that does best on your land is also going to respond best to your particular circumstances. So that's, you know, what kind of input you're using, what kind of soil you have, what kind of microclimate you have in your area. All these play a part in what's going to be the best variety. I've talked to producers who've tried new varieties, and sometimes they like the older varieties because this one particular variety always did best for them. They had the least amount of trouble, the best yields. So newer is not always better.
For more information, call the Ag Info Center at 310-3276.